At 7 o'clock, let's call this meeting to order, please. Everyone please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Hoag.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Cott. Milchewski?
Here.
Freiters?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Teeling?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can we just take some of the stuff in consent needs a supermajority? And I had intended on voting no.
Okay.
Can we remove the, looking for the number? Everybody knows what I'm looking for.
Three.
Oh.
Off, so I don't have to vote now. Ruin our supermajority.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I am going to table the appointments of Planning and Zoning Commission. I did not get a chance to speak to everyone yet. I don't want to just throw them out to you, so we'll do that in 2 weeks. Anything else? Any other amendments?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We removed 49 from the consent agenda.
Which one?
Number 49. Oh, 2016-49.
Yeah, that's the one he just removed. Yeah, he just removed. Yep.
Wow, double removal.
Okay.
That means it's been banished back in the minute.
Anything else? All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. No presentations. We do have one public hearing. We'll go into public hearing on the proposal to sell general obligation alternate revenue bonds of the city in the amount not to exceed $6.5 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund all or a portion of the city's outstanding refunding debt certificates series 2006A, the general obligation refunding bonds, alternate revenue source series 2007. Any public comment on this item? Any questions or comments from the council? If not, we will close the public hearing. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
So
second.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Freiters?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of June 14th, 2016 to June 28th, 2016 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, moving on to the mayor's report. First item was tabled. Okay, budget amendment for fiscal year 2016. I'll entertain a motion to approve the ordinance authorizing the second amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing May 1st, 2015 and ending on April 30th, 2016, and authorize the mayor to be clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Question.
Yes.
Can you explain to me for the 42 service fund for the Build Every New program how that's being budgeted and adjusted in line? Anyone?
Yeah, so we missed the there's some water and sewer recapture fees that we that are taken as part of the Build Every New program. So that's a fund that doesn't have very many expenditures other than debt service. Although we receive those bills and renew, but it's over budget, even though it's a wash because the same amount comes in on the other side. So, in order to avoid auditor conflicts, we have to amend the fund.
This is a question.
Any other questions, comments?
I had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Under G, the background summary that Bart gave talks about for downtown spending $20,000 on securing the pedestrian safety railing. on along Van Emmon.
That's the next agenda. That's on 17.
Well, I'll be.
But.
Hold that thought. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Cope.
Aye.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, I'll entertain a motion to approve the ordinance authorizing the First Amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing on May 1st, 2016 and ending on April 30th, 2017, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Joel, do you have a question?
I do. How did you know? Super mayor powers. Under D, regarding the sidewalk and pedestrian safety railing that's on Van Emmon. I know a few of us have talked about it, but isn't that whole alley in need of a serious regutting anyway?
It is, yes.
And I know that we can't really do much with it before we kind of make a huge plan for the entire area. I know there's things happening where they need to fall down before that can happen. But I don't think I'd like to spend the $20,000 on a pole that we don't really. I'll be honest, I've been to the law office a couple dozen times since they've opened because I'm friends with the owners of the establishment. I don't think I've ever touched that railing, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone ever touch it. So I think spending $20,000 on a pole nobody's actually ever touched might be a little unnecessary at this point.
What we have identified is this as a safety issue. Somebody had touched it, it's possible that it would fall over. So we would try to limit our costs as much as possible, and then also we would take into account you know, we figured the actual, you know, alley and FS property redevelopment is probably still several months out,
right,
at minimum. So we wanted to make sure that we fixed it right away.
That whole place needs a facelift pretty bad.
Any other questions, comments? Yes, sir.
I was looking at Mark to elaborate a little bit on item number 5, the assistant city administrator. That would it is $35,000 this year, and it's total $95,000, right? It'd be $95,000 annual salary is what I had budgeted at. When you look at it from a fiscal year 17 basis, it would require an additional $35,000. I've looked at it just in general by workload, the amount of projects that we're getting ready to do, as something that we can use somebody with a particular set of skills to help start some of these projects and finish them within a year, and then also utilize any extra skills the person has. So the person I have in mind is a planning background, would be able to assist Christy in development skills as they come in, and would help her jumpstart the senior planner that's starting here in the next week or two. So I looked at it as an opportunity without a long-term commitment to it. Just for whatever it's worth, I've always thought internally if we ever had a permanent assistant city administrator that I would want to do a full national search for, it would be something that I would ever just grant somebody, whether they were an intern or an analyst or a temporary assistant. I've looked at that and said that's leadership pipeline type of thing, and if you were to ever recruit permanently where if you fire me for the wrong color of my tie, you want somebody to be able to step in on a day's notice. And then also just, it's full due diligence on the process that's, really easy to get to do a couple times in your life. So I saw an opportunity locally with a couple individuals that are floating around, and also just the amount of projects in the downtown that you're looking to undertake here in the next year. I thought that would be a big help.
What's your time frame for this position?
If it's approved as part of the budget, I'd reach out to the person immediately. Depending on their schedule, it could be next week, it could be a couple weeks from now. I'm not sure exactly what their personal schedule is or work schedule is. So, and then there'd be a little bit of a back and forth on that. So.
Anything else, Ken?
These are all poems in one thing, right? They are. They're all directed to the
Yes, sir.
Mark, this didn't come up in our budget planning process at all. If you were looking for additional staff, other than the intern, continuing the intern records, that's in the budget memo that was maintained. But this didn't come up. We haven't talked about this in the past, and I know that to go through a thorough process of discussing what we want, what staff wants. We talked about police officers, public works, the development staff. We've talked extensively about economic development, and now we're considering a full-time assistant to the city administrator. Oswego has a part-time assistant because it's a split capacity of assistant administrator and HR director. So it's not a full-time city administrator. I'm just kind of looking here at $95,000 a year. That's a pretty expensive position. And the fact that we didn't bring it up during our budget discussions, it concerns me.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Traders.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Pellissimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Mischewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Pat.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, our Public Works Committee report. I'll turn it over to Alderman Funkhauser with vote number 3 on the consent agenda.
All right. Motion to approve Kennedy Road shared use pass phase 3 construction engineering services agreement between the city and engineering enterprises. Authorize the city and mayor.
Comments, questions? You want to hold up the phone?
Pretty much. You
have it all, yeah. Any comments or questions on it?
I'll just make one.
Go ahead.
Everyone knows that I'm opposed to this project, but I just want to make it clear to you that I am not concerned over the firm that's proposed to do this work, their ability, and my vote is against the project.
Roll call, please.
Pat.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Pellissimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Mischewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, I'll turn it over to Alderman Koch for economic development.
I need a motion to authorize staff to approach other taxing bodies for letters of support for an extension of the downtown TIF.
Comments or questions on that one? Now, how long did this whole process take? Or outline the process. I mean, after we get support from taxing bodies, we have to petition our legislatures.
I'm budgeting 2 years of my time.
No.
You don't think it'll take that long?
No, it absolutely shouldn't. Once you get, well, I'm sorry. You think it'll take 2 years to get the letters?
Yeah, I figured between all the different board presentations and the timeline, people potentially wanting to discuss it for more than a month, and then entering the state legislation process, like it's been 2 years.
My experience is, and I have been through this more times than I want to remember. Once you get the letters from your legislator, from your taxing body, the legislator generally has absolutely no problems with it. It's put into the hopper. It doesn't, he or she can't tell you when in fact it will be considered. But I have not experienced any holdups once you get the approval of your taxing body. It's just a matter of the timing of the process of legislation, but not that you should.
No, we have this planning on someone going to present at the other boards.
Yes, I was planning on attending each board meeting with a number of staff members, depending on the individual concerns and projects that we wanted to talk about.
Wilczewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kat?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll turn it over to Alderman Kat for a Public Safety Committee report.
Just kind of like to make a motion to authorize the purchase of 4 vehicles for the police department as outlined in the memo from the chief of police hired, which is dated June 30th, 2016, in an amount not to exceed $161,703.34.
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
We discussed this at Public Safety this month, and we had the full committee support. Just for clarification, we are purchasing 3 patrol cars and 1 car for investigations. This is more of us getting back on track. You know, we kind of fell behind with our vehicle replacement plan here, and hopefully this will get us going again. So, like I said, the committee fully supported this.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Kat?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Wilczewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, nothing from Administration Committee. Anything from Park Board? No planning commission, CBA, City Council report, City Clerk's report, any community or liaison reports? Staff reports?
No reports.
Any additional business? We do have an executive session for litigation. So we'll adjourn to executive session.
And
land acquisition. And no business can be conducted after. Meeting adjourned.